Today, Be'ezah Hashem, be learning Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel of Masechta Shabbos. Some of the key topics we will learn about in today's Daf are: first, the Gemara discusses why it is necessary to have a pasuk to teach that one can cut off tzaras in doing a bris milah in light of the fact that the cutting of the tzaras is a davar she'ein meskaven. The Gemara then suggests four possible sources for the halacha that a milah shloi bezmano, doing a bris after the eighth day, is not doicha yomtiv to override the isurim of yomtiv. Regarding Machshiri Milah, the Gemara paskins like Rabbi Kiva that any preparations that could have been done before Shabbos do not override Shabbos. Next Mishnah teaches that Kol Tzarchei Milah can be done on Shabbos, including cutting all small pieces of skin, so long as he's still involved in the act of Milah. Once the act of Milah is stopped, he may not go back to cut the extra pieces of skin. The Daf concludes with the importance of Metzitza, the requirement to draw out the blood from the wound of the Milah. Some of the key terms and concepts we will see in today's daf include davar she'ein meskaven, doing a permissible act which might result in an unintentional avera is mutter according to Reb Shimon, but aser according to Reb Yehuda. However, even Reb Shimon agrees that if it is a psik reisha, the result is inevitable, it is aser. Ein aseh doicha lois aseh vaseh. Although a mitzvah aseh, a positive commandment, overrides a lois aseh, a negative commandment, and aseh cannot override a mitzvah which is both a lois aseh and an aseh. Tzitzin. Small pieces of leftover skin are sometimes ma'akvin es amila, need to be cut away in order for the mila to be valid, and sometimes ein ma'akvin es amila do not affect the validity of the mila. Zekei levam ve'yu is the general obligation to make mitzvahs beautiful, such as a nice sukkah, writing a nice sefer Torah, and so forth.